when he said to me, I'm a man, to prove stay out. When it's hot, I can't do it. When the wintertime comes, it gets cooler. You know, he said, cool banana. You got steel, you know, hot as it is,
yes,
I can't do too much.
How long does it take to make one?
Only so much time you make it.
Oh.
You know, if you're making a fancy pair, it'll take you a good while, but you just got some big blocks going together, you can do it in a day or two.
I see.
But I got one piece of the back. And so it, I know more about halfway, but I'm going to try to finish it.
Right. I see. What about the thing that you rest your head on? You call that the
pillow?
Yes, ma'am. Did you have something that was longer than a pillow that you put on a bed?
Bolster.
What was that like?
It was just like a pillow, it was real long.
Was it just for looks, or did you sleep on it?
Sleep on it if you liked it. Because it's made out of the same thing.
And if it was a real long one, you might say, well, it didn't just go part way across the bed, it went...
All the way.
The most of them were most of them that long?
Uh-huh. Most of them were reached from one side to the other.
Yes,
called bolsters.
I guess that's another thing you don't see much of, isn't it?
You don't see much of it.
When, if you're having company, maybe some children are spending the night, would you ever make up a place on the floor for them?
I haven't so far, but I imagine you can do it, but I haven't had to do it so far.
What would you call a place like that?
Hallow.
I see. Say this expression, a farmer might say, well, we ought to get a big crop this year because that soil is very... The soil, he said, might say, we expect to get a big crop this year because the soil is very...
wet.
Okay, if it's real good, you might say it's like a fertile, or... You ever use that word?
What?
Fertile?
Fertile. Huh. Yeah, soil is fertile.
Okay.
But then, you know, that comes from the wake and all of it, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
But,
do people around here have a, what do they call soil that's real good, that would grow just about anything?
They call it rich soil. Mm-hmm. That's all I know
about. I was just wondering if you'd ever heard people use words like a gumbo or buckshot or something like that, or
no.
A loam?
No.
Hadn't heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have sandy soil around?
We have some sandy soil around.
Now, what kind of soil is that?
I wouldn't know. I just call it sandy soil.
I mean, you know, is it any good, or?
No, it's not too good.
Not too good.
For growing things.
I see.
The soil that we got mixed with a little clay in, and it does pretty good.
I see. What about the low-lying land along a stream? Maybe that's been flooded, but it's plowed later?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of land would you call that?
Mm-hmm. Bottomland?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Got some of that around?
Yeah, there's some back down there on the river. A lot of bottomland. Across the river, across the creek. A lot of bottomland.
I see. What about land that's not good for much of anything because it's got water standing on it all the time and trees and bushes growing out of it?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? That's just an old...
Swamp land?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the swamp? Is a swamp anything like a marsh, or do people use that word?
Not all the time. It's not like a marsh. It's just a, well, in other words, it's a wooded area. You know, not all the time. It's not a marsh. If you take back down in that way, it's kind of swampy looking, but it's not a marsh.
What would a marsh be like?
Yeah, land is soaky and wet. Stay wet all the time. That's what I call it.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Okay. Say if a man is draining some water off of some land that he wants to cultivate, what would he have to dig to take the water off?
He'd have to dig.
Yes, ma'am.
Drain.